Hello, everyone. This is Laughing Buddha, and you are listening to yet another episode of the Scooter Diaries for the National Podcasting Post Month. And this is, I think it's number 7. Yeah, because today is November 7th. Anyway, I wanted to talk a little bit about the play that I saw on Saturday night. It is called The Burial at Thebes, which is a modern retelling of the story of Antigone. And actually, it was a really good production. And, you know, one thing about the classics is that the message of the show is timeless. And going through the liner notes, Seamus Heaney, who wrote the play, basically, he wanted to do this in way of kind of answering a call from, you know, the political landscape of 2003. So just a little synopsis of the story. Here we see two brothers are killed on the field of battle, one who is a traitor and the other who is lauded as a hero. So the hero brother is buried with all pomp and circumstance of a national hero. The other brother, who is a descendant of Oedipus, who, as you know, Oedipus married his mother and fostered 4 children from that. And so this story revolves around this family who has a black mark against its name. So this traitor brother is, the king decrees that basically he cannot be buried with any of the rights accorded to a corpse. So this corpse is to be on the battlefield and not buried. Well, his sister goes against this decree and buries her brother, and all of Thebes is basically saying, you know, this is the right and just thing to do to a dead body. So this king is so set in his way about laying down this law that he can't be buried, that he basically sacrifices everything. So he condemns his sister to death. His son is to marry this woman, and he basically won't budge. And he says, this is the law, this is my law, and all other laws pale in comparison, even when it is right and good. So he refuses to move, and he condemns Antigone to death. Antigone is betrothed to his son. The king decides to wall her up in a cave so she can go to Hades in the underworld. So the king's son goes in with him. Antigone ends up hanging herself, and his son commits suicide. His wife finds out about his son's suicide and the death of Antigone, and she herself kills herself. So he's lost everything in the way of just laying down the law, and there was no going back. And this kind of reminds me of our own political system right now about, you know, the GOP is trying to do everything in its power to make sure that Obama doesn't get reelected, even if it's in sacrifice of all of the constituency. You know, if you saw the recent poll, the constituency is saying, you know, we need to tax those people with more means, even though they are part of the 1% and the wealthy, they should be paying more taxes in order to make sure that we have a country that works. So, you know, so this message wasn't lost on me or my friends when we saw it, and it's not lost now. So if you haven't read the story, I encourage you to do so. It looks like I'm coming up on my last 10 seconds here. So if you want to ask me a question or make a comment, you can write to me at thescooterdiaries@gmail.com.